Welcome to Smoking and Joking with your host, the most fly, Corbin Spell with a Y. Now, hi, y'all. Episode 7, Solo Dolo. You know, that Fed Ed, you know, he'd been trying to get on the episode, but he's at work right now. And we just got this, like, dope-ass volcano thing, and I just needed to get on a pod. Y'all probably seen it on my story last night and shit, the gold thing. It's like a vaporizer. I mean, we got a lot to talk about. It's been a couple weeks. We got a lot to talk about. A sip of my cafecito. Nice and hot. But y'all can probably hear, you know, the little baggie in the background. Let me go ahead and womp this. Let me whiff this bag right quick. So what this is, called a volcano, right? These motherfuckers is $700. Now, with that being said, I think it's worth more than that. I've smoked it for one day, and I think it's worth more than that. Let me tell you why. One. All right, let's go to two. I don't know. You don't have to clean this bitch like you do glass pieces. Our big-ass bong over here, son, if you don't clean it every week, like, you won't even be able to, like, hit it because it'll be, like, so clogged up bullshit. So we'll go with that. Two. I don't know. This thing's fucking gold, too, and it's gangster. It looks gangster. Like, you don't cough off this shit. It's like, it's a vaporizer. It's not like combustion, then fire, you know? Like, fire isn't combusting it. So, it's like, it's basically, there's a heater under this thing, I believe. And there's a fan and a heater, and it just, like, dehydrates the weed to the, like, whenever you're done with the bowl or whatever, the weed comes out like brown and shit, like dehydrated. It's not burnt like ash or anything. It's just like brown. There ain't no more crystals or anything like that on it anymore. Like, I put my flashlight on it and everything. And I'll tell you this, the first time smoking it yesterday, I haven't been so faded off bud like that in a while. In a while. I went to my room at like, we went and bought the damn thing at like fucking 6:37. I ended up going to bed after smoking a few bags, like fucking 8:30, and just slumped. Woke up in the middle of the night and was confused. Like, slept so hard. So I think this is like my new way of smoking now. It's just cleaner. I don't cough. You know what I mean? Like, my chest ain't on fire. My throat ain't on fire. Because sometimes we know you be smoking them joints towards the end. You know, your throat's raw already. And it's just cough fest. You know, you probably heard me on some of the episodes. You know, I had a little cough episodes. But there's 9 different temperature settings. I have ours on 7 right now, and it's just like the perfect fucking temp. You're not, you know, frying the fucking bud like crazy. I heard if you go to like, you know, 8, 9s. 8.5, 9s, I guess, you know, starts getting harsh and you'll, you know, cough a little bit, but not these 7s. So, just had to get that out there. Super excited about this shit. Maybe that'll help with, you know, not smoking so much smoke, I guess, and help with my endurance a little bit running for this fucking half marathon I'm training with the homie for. It's already awful. Already regret it, but we're just gonna have to stick this one out. Just gonna have to stick it out. That motherfucker's running 14 miles on a goddamn weekend. Suck my cock, bro. That is ridiculous. But I was listening to the podcast he sent me to listen to the other day, and the guy was saying that he would save his long runs for the weekend, so I'm sure that's what the homie's doing too. It's alright. Saturday, UFC 268, Canelo Plant. I didn't even watch the Canelo Plant because we know what time it is. If you step in that squared circle with Canelo, that fellow, he's gonna starch you. He's gonna baptize you. Now, homie held his own. Round 11. Well done, Caleb Plant. Well done. I would have said before 8, to be honest. But he held his own. Now, UFC 268. Solid card. From the fucking early prelims to the main card, boy. Hella knockouts. Saw a bunch of people I wanted to see fight. Ian Garry, the newcomer debut. Ireland's own, the future. Got himself a first round knockout, you know. And I called it too. The guy he was fighting gassed out. He was throwing everything. He's throwing the whole kitchen at him in the first, 2 minutes. All Ian Garry had to do was, just defend, keep his distance, not get hit with anything heavy. Bang, bang, loosen up. Towards the end of the round, the fucking homeboy was throwing sloppy, looping his punches, leaving himself open. Got caught with that Irish, the bang, boy. Got hit with that, that piston of a fucking straight, that piston of a cross. Bang, bang, bounced it off his goddamn temple. NyQuil. So that was a good fight to see. Interesting seeing someone I know in Ireland style like that. In middleweight. It's an interesting style. What's next? I bet on these fights. I had Justin Gaethje, of course, banging-ass fight. Won that. I had Rose, the underdog, of course, She got that first title defense. Let's go. Denver's own, Denver's finest. Those first two. I had to. What am I going to do? Go against it? Can't. I'm trying to get a hold of Trevor Whitman while I'm up here, Sorry, I had to send this text back. I'm professional. Well, I ain't getting paid for it, so I ain't professional. Y'all can suck a dip. I'm gonna let y'all hear the fucking vacuum and shit. I gotta, I sucked my bag. I whiffed my bag. Whiffed it. I had my Colorado zone, and then I ended up putting money on Usman, even though I don't like his bitch ass, but I just knew he's just too solid. I know fighting too well to not put the money on. I knew fighting too well that I knew Colby wasn't gonna, be that dude. He ain't that dude. But it's a good fight. Went to decision. Won all my bets. I only cashed in, $100 on $100 on DraftKings. Ended up getting like $175 or $170 something. So yeah, that was pretty cool. Nice little ticket. Dude, the first time we were airing this thing up, I thought it would like stop automatically, but I was wrong as fuck. Thing in the bag that went boom, exploded. Yeah, dude, like this shit just isn't like dense at all. Like there's hardly any smoke. It's nice. It's nice. Yeah, I mean, did y'all see that fucking Colin Kaepernick shit, that Netflix show? What the fuck? What? I saw a trailer on Twitter and it was like comparing fucking NFL players to slavery. Nah, look, I'm black and white. More white than black, but black and white nonetheless. I got some black ass cousins. I got a black ass grandpa. And look, I'll tell you this. You can slave me up. Slave me up. If you're telling me NFL players are the same as slave, it's the same as slavery. They weren't making 6-7 figures, you dumb bitch. They weren't famous. They weren't looked up to by fucking kids. Ain't nobody wanted to be a slave. The fuck kind of shit is that? Redonkulous. He's just reaching. Now he's reaching. Alright? Shit's getting ridiculous. Seriously. Oh yeah, new Call of Duty's pretty sick. Vanguard's pretty cool. I've been gaming. I've been running a lot, you know, still trying to keep up my homie. But he is just running like a fucking loon, boy. Call that boy Forrest, son. But yeah, I just really want to fucking run this half marathon. I feel like it'd be a good discipline to train for it. He's running a full, so like, what the fuck am I even doing, you know? Ain't shit, but maybe, you know, if this half marathon feel nice, might just have to go to the full. I just have to. I seen a lot of people are starting podcasts, you know, shout out 3.5. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it. You know, I don't want to get canceled, Johnny. How dare you put that in your fucking podcast name? But it's 3.5 Beans. Recorded by a bunch of Mexicans, so you can see how a brother wouldn't want to say something like that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Shout out them doing their thing. I haven't listened to it yet because, you know, they put it only on Spotify for now. I'm just trying to figure out the whole Apple thing. But yeah, I mean, smoked a little bag. I only smoked one bag. This is my second bag, not even finished, and I'm already like faded. It's literally a pipe full. I don't know. Alright, y'all. That's episode 7. Hope y'all got a good week. Stay up. Stay grinding. 5 more days till the weekend. You got it. Alright, y'all. Peace.